I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Episode 102, Net Positive. Welcome in, everybody.
Yup, yup.
John Christ in the studio with a new dad.
Hey.
New dad, bro.
Hi. How are you?
Legos, ladies and
gentlemen. Coming to you live from Dad Town. How are you?
Oh, yeah. He's a new man.
Whew.
I told you, there's a lot of changes going on around here.
The old me is dead.
Yeah.
In the grave.
I think it's a Bible verse.
Yeah, somebody did say that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. You wake up with a different purpose.
Yeah, no question, dude.
The podcast, you wake up with other priorities.
Yeah, I'm like podcast.
Yeah, for the rest of your life.
What is that?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
But it's a change. Yeah.
No,
I don't have a child, so I don't know.
It's phenomenal, man. Yeah. I can't wait for you to someday.
Yeah.
It is fun.
Well, we just talked about that before we got started.
Yeah.
About how it's like, I wonder how people with kids think. Once you have one kid, you're a different person forever.
Yes.
Right?
No question.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom had eight, dude.
That is insane.
Why did she do that?
I have one, and I don't know.
Eight is crazy.
Eight is insane,
bro. Eight,
insane. And then
when my brother was 16,
yep,
she had her last.
Yep.
So it was one every 2 years for 16 years,
and her recovery is probably like, 4 to 6 months after each one of them. So it's really like you only got a year and a half window before the next one's born, which means
born.
Minus 9 months
to
conception to.
And plus, we shouldn't speak on this topic, but I think your hormones are all.
Oh, they definitely are.
Yeah, you're all. You're like I would imagine, like, you know, what's that movie? Orbit, not Orbit, where they're just out there.
Interstellar.
No, it's Tom Cruise. Or maybe it's not Tom Cruise. No, it's not Apollo 13.
No, it's Sandra Bullock.
Bullock, yeah. And she like somebody unclips.
Right.
And I never forget that part. And then they're just.
So anxiety, dude, that scene.
Terrifying.
Oh my gosh.
Because then they're just gone and then they can't get them. But then she wakes up, it's a dream.
Spoiler.
I don't know. Maybe it's not.
I don't think it is.
What's that movie called? Look at Sandra Bullock's face.
Yeah, pull it up.
She's just like, I would imagine that's. We're gonna find it right here.
Gravity. You're close with Orbit, dude.
Orbit.
yeah, you deserve that one.
On the top left. That's the image.
Yeah, that one
where she unclips and then she just floats off.
See ya.
That's you right now, dude.
That's me. I'm floating off, bro. I'm just.
See ya. You're like, what's up? You're like, I'm still here. It's still me, but
I'm around. Yeah. You can't get to me though.
Can't get to me. Well, what do you have? Did you have a this week's episode brought to you by the tour dates, baby.
Yeah, it is.
Priorities.
Yeah.
We got to work to take care of these kids.
We do.
I don't know why I'm a part of that, but
you are a part of that, actually.
I am a part of it.
That's right.
Rochester. This weekend, we're going to Minnesota, Rochester, St. Paul, and Duluth. A couple of those are sold out. I think there's still tickets left in Duluth and St. Paul. Weekend after April 18th to 20th, Santa Rosa, San Jose, Redding, California. Rounding out the month of April in Dayton, Ohio, and Lexington, the 25th to 27th. One of those is already sold out. May, Lincoln, Des Moines, Grand Forks, the 17th, 18th, and 19th. And rounding out the tour in the month of June, Williamsport, PA, Baltimore, Newark, New Jersey, New Haven, Portland, Tacoma, Spokane, Washington. And we just added October 3rd and 4th back in Shipshawana, Indiana.
Hey!
The mothership.
We love them.
Yeah, the John Christ mothership.
Feed the people.
Yeah, a little different than the comedy mothership in Austin.
Little.
This is the Amish mothership.
Yeah.
The Blue Gate Theater in Shipshawana, Indiana, baby.
What does the Amish mothership run on?
Grain?
Cow
milk, for sure.
Yeah.
No, cow milk, drink it. And
just
then
straight dairy.
Yeah, just push-ups from Amish dudes in the back.
Yeah. Just throwing hay bales.
Right, it's been good for you. Speaking of the Amish, ExpressVPN. This is a wild transition.
The worst demographic to advertise.
Yeah, they're like, stay ahead, ladies and gentlemen. You know when you search for something on Netflix, what you see in those results is only a fraction of what Netflix actually has.
Huh.
Netflix has more than 18,000 titles globally, but only like 6,000 of those are available in the U.S. you're missing out on thousands of great shows unless you have ExpressVPN. How does it work? It's an app that lets you change your online location so you control what Netflix recommends to you and where they think you're located. It's pretty cool. They have over 100 different locations, so you can gain access to thousands of new shows no matter where you live. This works on many other streaming services too: Disney Plus, Hulu, Max, BBC, iPlayer. Free options normally only available in the UK. Have you seen the UK Office?
Yes.
What is that called?
I think it was just called The Office.
I know. Yeah. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
I know. I connected with a comic from Kenya.
Uh-huh.
He's like Kenya's biggest comic.
Cool.
And he has a Netflix special.
Nice.
I'm like, where?
Is it not available here?
No, they're not even close.
Well, I wonder if ExpressVPN has a server in Kenya.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
they got it. But he's the bit like, if you go on here, it's like Tom Segura, Bill Burr.
Yep.
If you log on there, it doesn't show you that.
Right.
Yeah, it shows you what's big there.
It's a perfect example.
Which is, what the world is going through now. It's like you want to get your – you want to get what you want.
Yeah, you got to get your fix.
Yeah. Super fast. Stream everything in HD. No buffering. Works on any device. Encrypts your data. ExpressVPN also protects your privacy and security to keep you safe from hackers. Stop missing out on great TV and get thousands of new shows with ExpressVPN. We got them to give you 3 extra months free when you use our special link, expressvpn.com/netpositive. That's expressvpn.com/netpositive, or hit the link in the episode description below to get 3 months completely free.
Love it.
Big weekend, brother.
Huge, man.
Let me just say off the top.
Hey, brother.
I got honked at by, look up, okay.
Yep.
Look up Mitsubishi Mirage. Look up this vehicle. And I slowed down. Okay, I was just sitting in a stoplight, probably texting something. I don't know what I was doing. Light turned green.
Yep.
I got honked at. I look behind me. It's like, it's not like, it's like, like one of, I go, what? And it's, and so I pulled and then I went to slower and got in the other lane to go, this car honked at me.
Did you have to like look in your rear view, nothing there, and then turn it down
like,
to see?
Who's, it's like a bully in high school and it's like a little, it's like a freshman. You're like, who's talking to me right now? And I don't have the biggest car ever.
Yeah.
I got an SUV.
Yeah.
I got to get up into it, not down into it. You got to get up into your car.
A little bit, yep.
Yeah. And I get down into it.
Right. And this one is way down.
Way down. And I think there should be a hierarchy of who gets to honk at who.
I like this conversation, John.
Okay. Yeah, right. Like, okay. You know who can honk? An ambulance.
Yes.
A fire truck.
Yes.
You can do all the honking you want.
Absolutely.
A police car.
Yes.
Any truck.
Yep.
You can honk.
Yep.
You get to bully your way around.
I'll question one truck. I'll just raise one area of concern. Ford Ranger.
No, can't honk.
That's a little truck.
Yeah. Theo got a Tesla truck now, but he did have a Ford Ranger.
He's got the Cybertruck?
Yeah, no, Theo he got doesn't. The Cybertruck. Yeah, he does.
Dude, that thing rolling around Nashville is going to look crazy.
You know.
Oh my goodness.
Theo's got it, dude.
Dang.
But he used to have a Ford Ranger. Now he can honk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally.
You're like, who's behind me?
Yeah.
I couldn't even see it.
I also thought Mitsubishi was like, I thought they went bankrupt. Like
they did.
I didn't think we had them anymore. It's like, is this a 2024?
It's a Saturn. Yeah. You can't hawk at me with that thing.
I feel like they send these to you in the mail and they go in your mailbox. They don't even go on your doorstep.
The car?
Yeah.
What's that car that's like a mini? It's called a mini.
Mini Cooper.
Now, what's the other thing? It's like a.
Oh, the.
It sits like that. You can't hawk at somebody in that.
No.
You can't pull up to somebody in traffic unless you're outside of the crumble cookie waiting for your order, so you DoorDash.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
If your voice is lower than your car horn's pitch.
Can't do it.
Can't do it, man.
Cannot do it.
Yeah.
Can't be honking at anybody.
Yeah.
You're just at the mercy of the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know that little car?
At the mercy of the road.
Whatever happens out here, you're doing it.
You're along for the ride here,
you're
dude.
Doing it. Whatever traffic speed is, you're going that speed.
Yep.
You're not bullying anyone.
Yeah.
It's just so funny. I go, who is?
So did you pull over and get out of the way?
No, I pulled over to see what kind of car it was. So I talk about it on the podcast.
Nice.
hold on.
Who was driving?
It was so high. I was like, look, it's like a cartoon.
Who's behind the wheel?
A woman. I don't know how. I don't know how else to
ground. She's probably in the wrong then.
No, okay.
I mean, statistically speaking,
on the road,
on the road,
on the road. Everywhere else, I say the hierarchy of people to respect from honking on the road. Mm-hmm. Number one, emergency vehicles.
Absolutely,
emergency vehicles. Number two, trucks.
Big ones.
Big trucks, bigger than yours.
F-350s.
Yeah. So if you got a SUV, they're bigger than you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Where else are we going to go?
Sports cars, like exotics, like Lamborghinis.
For a honk?
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever even heard one honk.
They don't honk.
They might not have horns. It might just be wasted weight.
Yeah. They don't. Well, we got to go
or
fast.
They might be like, we're so quick, there's no one in front of us. Yeah, so we don't need a horn.
Well, they're not honking because they're never behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're in front of you.
Yeah. Always.
Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
they made. I think it was Lamborghini made a car that had no rear view mirror.
Yeah.
And so they asked, like,
baller.
What's up with that? And they were like, there will never be any point to look back.
Why would it look back? Yes, dude. That's the advertisement.
Yeah.
Well, I go back and forth because I was in New York City and I stayed in Times Square for like 3 nights. All it was honking, right?
Yeah, right.
All right. So I go, we've discussed this before, right outside of Lydia's apartment, there's like a crumble cookie or whatever. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
One of those midnight, what is this cookie? Insomniac. Insomnia?
Ooh, never had it.
Insomnia, I don't know.
Okay.
So it's a two-lane street, mm-hmm. and there's buildings on either side, so there's no pull-off.
Okay.
Two lanes.
I already know where you're going.
For a long way, for 100 yards either way.
Yep.
They pull up there and put on their flashers and stop.
Yeah.
And so, but I hated hearing the honking. Mm-hmm. I hate it because I live in the city, and if you live down there, you go, gosh, the guy's driving and the exhaust and the racing guys, they're the worst.
Yeah.
But everybody already agrees on that. There's no reason to bring them up.
Yep.
Yeah. We're not going to see them in the afterlife. So, I was wow, dude, is that necessary? But the guys that they're, it's all, delivery services.
Right.
And it's not ready yet. And they just sit there, put on their flashers and I honk at them.
Yeah.
And I go, I got to let them know that you can't do that.
Yep. There's few things in my life that really grind my gears like that, and that is one of them.
You can't do this.
I'm routine, especially right now in Nashville.
Yeah.
Uber drivers.
You can't sit here.
They just stop in the street and put the hazards on.
Yeah.
And as somebody who's driven Uber before, like—
You have?
Years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Drove Uber.
Yeah.
And I know that when you drop somebody off, it says, find a safe place to pull off and not disrupt traffic. So it's like, I know that they're telling you can't do this. You know this is not right.
And you know exactly. And like when we're like, hey, we'll just hop out here. Like, all right, if we're going to agree to this fast, everybody get out. We can't hold any. It goes back to the thing we always do. It's like, hey, you know, other people exist here, right?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. Hey, your world, man.
Other people are here.
We're just living in it, I guess.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Your world.
Great world to live in, though, by the way.
Sure is, bro. Sure is.
We had WrestleMania.
Yeah.
We had Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
We had fan favorite on this podcast, Morgan Wallen.
Yes.
A lot of hot topics.
Men's national championship last night.
Look at it.
Yep.
And I didn't even mention it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Just so much going on.
Yeah. These are the women.
So many storylines.
Yeah. What I like the absolute, the greatest bag fumble. Do you see like bag fumbles on TikTok?
Yes.
Which means a bag fumble is basically a girl in the way I've seen it on TikTok is like a girl's like into a guy, right? Mm-hmm. She's ready to like go out with him or go home with him or whatever it is. And he fumbles the bag.
Yeah.
He
blows it.
He blows it, dude.
Yep.
Says something stupid. You're like, oh, and she's like, oh, never mind. I'll go home.
It's like, you fumbled the bag.
The greatest. I've seen a couple on Twitter, like the greatest bag fumble of all time. The WNBA, greatest bag fumble of all time. With Caitlin Clark.
Explain.
They all hate her. They hate her. Mm-hmm. And they're all talking about like, well, she doesn't have the record. I can't wait to get, she's the WNBA. You're like, what?
They're all jealous. They're all insanely jealous.
That's, what? I was so surprised by that.
I think they're jealous and I think they're afraid. Because I think with their seat, like, okay, so first of all, this was the first women's college basketball, not women's college, women's basketball game that I've been like appointment viewing. I'm sitting down to watch this whole thing.
Games?
Yep.
I watch every one.
Okay.
Not the first round, but I think I watched every one.
I didn't watch any. I was like, but the finals are on. Okay. I haven't made time to watch Caitlin Clark.
Only Caitlin Clark.
Yes.
I didn't watch anything else.
I was like, I have to watch Caitlin play.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I tuned in. Wow. And 3 minutes in, I texted all my buddies.
Yeah.
And hopped in the group chat.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, if the WNBA played at this pace,
yeah,
I would watch it almost every night.
I watch every game.
It's phenomenal.
It's unbelievable.
And I
firing
think,
from half court.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And just quick, yeah, quick pacing. Like really, moving, really good basketball. Yeah. And I think that all the WNBA women who are
whoops
speaking out against Caitlin Clark whoops for whatever reason, I think they're jealous.
That's crazy, dude.
And I think they're afraid of her. And I think they should be. Because if she can bring this energy
yeah
into the league,
yeah,
they got some problems.
They got problems. Mm-hmm. Well, she's going to like, I mean, they make nothing over there.
Well, that's the other thing. She's making more in NIL money than a lot of them are making on salaries.
Yeah. And like Ice Cube is like, come play in my league for mm-hmm like 10 grand. Yeah. Like what was unique about it is like, we said this earlier when the volleyball is Omaha was playing or somebody in Nebraska was playing in
Wisconsin.
Stadium, Wisconsin. Yeah. And you go, oh.
Oh, you're right. No, that one was Nebraska. Was you're it? Right. Yep.
You go, oh. Maybe it's that it's not that we don't like women's sports.
Yeah.
We just don't like you.
Yeah.
The people that, you know, the people that are vocal on this. And you're like, maybe it's not like we've talked about this before. Also, maybe it's not the president. Mm. Maybe it's not your boss. Mm-hmm. The reason why you're not being successful at the company, maybe it's not because of your boss.
Absolutely.
Maybe, oh, this teacher's just, maybe it's not the teacher.
Yep.
Maybe it's not that we hate, maybe it's not that we're racist. Maybe it's not that we're sexist. Like it's an easy to go outside with a worldview, whatever one you choose.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm not successful is because everyone's racist. The reason why I'm not successful is because I live in this city. And if I live in that city and you can go operate in that worldview and justify everything.
Every time you point a finger, John, there's three pointing right back at you.
Maybe, whoops,
mm-hmm,
whoops.
Yep.
Maybe, same with, if you say it is racism, but then Tiger Woods would have been the opposite in golf.
Yeah.
Because Tiger Woods came into golf and then we were all like obsessed with it.
Still are.
Because of him. I'm going to the Masters tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And still obsessed with Tiger.
And he's playing.
Which is crazy.
But it was a white sport, all dominated by white. Right?
Yep.
Tiger Woods came in. We all got obsessed with it.
Yep.
Maybe it's not race.
Sure.
Maybe it just was boring. Maybe it's not sexism. Maybe it just was boring. And this person is compelling.
Yeah. But yeah, bring it back to Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The WNBA is boring to watch, I think, objectively. The objectively is because people don't watch it.
Yeah.
That's the only fact I need.
Yeah.
So it must not be a fun watch.
Like
people watched Iowa play.
Yeah. My mom texted me.
Yeah.
My mom was like, have you been seeing this?
And that's your mom hates women in the WNBA.
Hates
right.
Them, dude, so. Hates women. You're like, oh, this is gone outside of like sports.
Right.
Yeah. We're like, you know, that guy, what's his name? Billy Eichner, Billy on the Street.
So funny, dude.
With that show's funny. He put out that movie Bros,
mm-hmm,
and it flopped.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, it's because, or maybe the movie wasn't good.
Yeah, and it's definitely not what he said it was because we love Billy on the Street.
Yeah, maybe dude. It's because everybody hates me. Maybe because they're homophobic. Maybe because they're like, or. It's not like that when we were coming out of COVID. And my agent was like, nobody's selling tickets. I was like, well, they are.
So maybe get to work.
Yeah, maybe it's, Oh, no, yeah, whatever the excuse. Yeah. It's just so nice that you're like, well, they've operated the women have operated everybody's sexist. That's why we don't watch the NBA. That's why.
WNBA. Yeah.
WNBA. Or... The product we're looking at is boring.
That's it, man.
Dude, we were watching.
Give us good product.
We were watching Caitlin Clark. We were going nuts.
Crazy.
We were like banging it from half court.
Crazy.
We were like, this is the wildest thing I've ever seen.
I was neglecting my daughter because Caitlin Clark was going off. It was crazy. I was like, shh. Caitlin's on.
She's like, literally, I can't eat.
Gosh. Yeah, she's like, dude, I
just got here.
No, not even.
I just got here, dude. Yeah. And then the men's. Didn't watch it.
Really?
Didn't watch it. Boring.
There you go.
Not the final.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was Stanford game I went to.
Of course.
Yeah.
But you didn't watch the final last night?
No.
That UConn team's good, man.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're
but
good.
I did
they're
have good. More fun watching the girls' game.
Yeah. And that's like maybe it's not any of the other things that everybody on the internet, sometimes it's religion, sometimes it's politics, sometimes it's racism. So it's because.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not. There's a bunch of kids listening to this podcast. It's my teacher, dude. It's my geography teacher. This guy's impossible.
They're passing.
He got an A.
Yeah.
Well, here's a good one. Your kids aren't playing mm-hmm. in high school. Your mm-hmm. kids aren't playing in middle school. It's the coach.
Mm-hmm.
It's the coach.
Always the coach.
If it wasn't for this coach,
yeah,
my kid would be, and I shouldn't say that because I don't have a kid. You have a kid now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the school.
Mm-hmm.
Or.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yep.
Great weekend. Oh, and the eclipse happened.
Yeah, did you see it?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. We all went up to, I was on Nate's podcast.
How was it?
We did a live eclipse podcast
How?
In Paducah, Kentucky.
Did you record outside?
Yes.
No way.
On a football field.
What? So what'd you do? Just lie on your back and look at the sky?
We all went out there and with the glasses in the middle of a football field and watched the eclipse and we did a live podcast. And,
dude, podcasting's awesome.
Podcasting is awesome.
For
dude.
That.
For a year, like, sure.
You want to lay in a field and just look at the sky and yeah. talk about some stuff?
And everybody's like, this is incredible. Play the that one clip I brought in about the eclipse.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Real reason why I like solar eclipses is I can find the people who like to enjoy things. Instead of just being like, oh, that's it? It got dark for a minute? Dude, it got dark in the middle of the day. That's crazy. I mean, like, it's not going to be like a Michael Bay Transformers movie where everything just explodes, but it got dark at 1 p.m. Is that not enough?
I love this. I Dude, love this.
That's like more convicting than like a Bible verse. Dude, I just watched that and I was like, yes, dude, it got dark at 2.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Which side of the fence were you on before you saw this?
I feel like I stray into pessimism.
Yeah.
Or negativity.
Cynicism.
That's a better
just
word for
being
it.
Like,
yeah. And I saw a bunch of those takes. Oh, what's the deal? I get it. Right?
Yep.
You're like, and I go, dude, we all set our alarms, all drove up to Paducah, Kentucky. Lydia came with us. Everybody's like wife came. They had the whole crew out there. We catered lunch in the middle of a football field in Paducah, watched this, and we were like, that was, and we're talking about like in the solar system or like the, and like what the context of this is.
Yeah.
And what is, and you're like, gosh, that is incredible.
I love it. It weeds people out.
Just like, but the perfect, he said a perfect plate again.
Yeah.
He said it perfectly.
Real reason why I like solar eclipses is I can find the people who like to enjoy things.
Pause. So just,
yeah.
If it's not that, what are we doing?
Let the kids play.
What are we, let every, what
Let's
are we doing?
Let's just play, man. It's Dude, fun. We're it's, on Earth. Have
you know
fun.
I was thinking about times in my life that I've done this. And like, I thought it was like my brother in law, we're all going to Christmas, right?
Yep.
And their family, their flight got canceled. Flight got canceled. So they had to drive from Philadelphia to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So they were driving all the way down there, maybe overnight or 10, 15 hours or something like that. My cousin goes, dude, we should go to like CVS and get a bunch of, like we're in the front of a like Hampton Inn or whatever.
Yeah.
We should like decorate this.
Love it.
So we like went out, got all these balloons. I got like a red carpet and like rolled it. Like
dude.
When they pulled up, we made signs. Everybody, and we're like, it was unbelievable.
That's so fun.
What else are we doing here?
Yeah, that's fun.
What are we doing here if we're not doing that?
Yep.
My sister-in-law is like, I had a gender reveal. And I was like, we got this like helicopter. And we make fun of those.
Yeah,
we
I was
make
just fun gonna of say, you're the,
I've only played it before.
You're memeing yourself right
yeah, we
now.
Made
yeah,
fun of, we made fun of them before.
I
but
love
I was
it.
Like, she, but it was like, I don't really, I didn't post it.
Yeah.
I didn't, it wasn't about like. It
wasn't for content.
No, it wasn't for content or like likes or shares or whatever. Sure. I just like, did we all ran, I was like, well, let's get a helicopter. And Lydia knew someone that had a helicopter. And I was like, how about we get him? And him and his two buddies were like up overnight concocting this like PVC pipe with this like stuff in it. And they flew up there. And then like, she was like, are you ready? And we were like, we're ready. And then they pulled it and it was like a boy. And everybody was like, It was the awesome.
It's fun, man.
It was awesome.
Life should be fun, especially because so much of it is not.
It's tough out there, dude. Yeah. So much. Dude, with Jackie Lee, one of my buddies who's been on the podcast.
Been on you.
Had an album release at like some bar on Friday night. We're like, let's go. Let's all go celebrate his album, listen to music. What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Go listen to Jackie's album, by the way.
Yeah. Stream awesome. It. This is unbelievable. It's like, I like the eclipse because I can see who likes to be happy?
Who likes to enjoy things?
Who likes to enjoy things?
Do you like to enjoy things? Yeah. Or do you like to just sit on the sideline and be like,
yeah. Is it?
Oh, cool, dude. It got dark.
Oh, what would you say it was? Pessimism?
Cynicism.
Is it cynicism or is it depression? I go that all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, gosh, is it a real problem or is it depression?
Yep.
And if I have any, like, I'll go that way.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't, like, catch myself.
You find comedy there, too, which there is plenty of comedy to be found.
There's a lot of comedy to be found.
But I think to your point, it's important to still catch yourself.
Yeah. Well, it's like a good, like, I am, like, memeing myself. Or, like, I bet you, like, put me in, like, an ice bath. I'll be like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, you'd be like, I feel great, dude. I can conquer the day.
What's up, dude? Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like I have the same energy as, like, the dude, I bought a lemon for $1.
Mm-hmm.
This is unbelievable.
It definitely is.
I bought a lemon for $1.
Mm-hmm.
Think about all this.
You enjoyed that. You found that and you were like, what?
But I had to go find it.
Yes.
I had to go find it. And I was like, dude, he's like, Nate goes, do you want to go up to Paducah? We like rented out a high school football field to like watch it.
That's awesome. Because you needed 100 yards to look up.
Which that's what I said. I go, it's up there. Everybody's out in the field. Everybody's like in the airport hangar. I was like, it's up there.
Yeah.
You can watch it from the suburbs.
We don't need all this space. I need one single 3-foot wide column up to the sun. That's all I need.
I can watch this in jail. Yeah. Dude, I need like.
Yeah, in the yard.
Yeah, I don't need. Dude, we need more room. Out here?
Yeah.
I think it's up that way.
Can you move over? Actually, I can't see. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
that's better.
Hold on.
Yeah, there.
Yeah. It was. They did have. It was in Paducah, Kentucky, which is funny because it did go dark. I guess speaking of enjoyment, they started shooting off fireworks.
No way! That's awesome. Let's go,
I was like,
dude.
What are we doing, dude? I love it.
I wish I went. That sounds sick.
There's a. You can look it up. Look up rednecks with paychecks.
Oh boy!
This is just like it's like the wildest. It's in the middle of a field in Texas. Off road in Saint Joe, Texas. You don't have to look. I mean, you get the vibe.
I already know. Like, I mean, this is a Kid Rock burner account, right? Like, that's what this is.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Already subscribing.
What's going on?
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, 4 days. This is the description, dude.
Yeah.
Wait, where is it? 4 days and nights on 1,200 acres of mud and mayhem twice a year. Twice a year. Once wasn't enough.
Nah, I'll see you right back.
You want to do it twice this year?
Twice a year.
The best in mud trucks, mega trucks, ATVs, UTVs, SSXs, Jeeps, Sherps, and anything else with big tires and an engine.
Oh, let's go.
I'm in it, dude.
This guy sounds awesome.
This sounds sick.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, the voice is not to make fun of it. It's just to add authenticity.
Sounds awesome.
This sounds sick.
Perfect example. WrestleMania.
Nice.
Talladega.
Are you a wrestling guy?
I've been getting into it more and more.
Okay.
Yeah. You're like, dude, we talked about it in Knoxville. The wrestling was going on in the same arena that we were in.
Right.
In the same time. And my agent was like, sorry about that because you got the same demographic. I was like, well, okay.
I still love that. I think that's so funny.
And everybody was in there, dude, happiness scale, 10.
Yeah.
They were on 10.
Yeah.
And they were like, this is unbelievable. Just this guy. Everybody's
just enjoying
going
things, man.
Kids out there. Everybody enjoying life.
We don't get to enjoy an eclipse for another how long?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. You choose. The eclipse is happening. You choose your side.
Yep.
Yeah. You choose.
I love it. I think it's cool.
Good for
him. Yeah, man. You get to decide if you want to enjoy things or not.
Same with Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. You know who else was enjoying things a little too much recently, though?
Our guy. Morgan Wallen.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? He got arrested.
He got arrested. Threw a chair off the roof of a bar. And all I have to say to that is, who hasn't? Who hasn't chucked a chair
knows what our
onto a crowded street?
Be. Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'll say this. It did. Okay. If he threw a chair, that is wild. But he threw a chair. It sounded like it hit – like a couple feet from cops.
Mm.
So if you have that authority and you are down on Broadway and a chair, if it would have been around the street and the cops didn't see it, I know where Eric Church's is.
Yeah.
He threw it onto Broadway. Throw it onto second.
Yeah.
Throw it onto second, bro. That was your only mistake, dude.
Yeah, because then the cops are coming with fear as well. Like, yeah. They just got scared.
No, yeah. Because if they did, somebody threw it, they go, all right. You know, like, let's say you're called to a frat party. There's like a noise complaint. He's like on break.
Mm-hmm.
He's eating a McDouble. He's like, I gotta pull up here. You know what I'm saying?
You never want to commit a crime where the cop is the witness as well.
No, yeah. That's
the problem.
That's where you go wrong.
Because then he's gonna be like, dude, I saw you.
And like, I didn't even want to. I'm off work. I can't.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
you want him to pull up and he didn't see anything and just be like, so I'm sorry. What, he threw a chair off the roof?
Yeah. If he was like doing this. And he goes, that chair, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And there's people getting in fights. There's people throwing up. Yeah. There's all kind of wildness going on the street on Broadway at that time.
Always.
If he doesn't see the chair land,
yes,
it's no problem.
Yeah, if he sees it, you got issues. If he doesn't see it, he might be like, did he throw it or did it fall?
Yeah.
It might have fallen. Okay.
There's a chair. Like, all he turns around and sees a chair in the street.
Right.
This chair. Okay.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know if I think I saw this. Maybe it's no. I just on the what floor? Sixth?
I believe sixth.
Who ratted him out?
Right, dude.
Sixth floor.
That's what I'm saying.
Sixth floor. What are you doing? Eric Church is your buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Church is your guy. That's why you're in there.
Snitches, man.
Somebody snitched.
Somebody snitched.
And said it was Morgan.
Yeah. Imagine pointing out Morgan. More that guy.
You know what? You know what? Also,
guess who's never going back to Eric Church's again? Morgan's going back.
Yeah,
the guy who pointed is not.
I was thinking the opposite. Yeah. Or you could go, hey, who was it? And you go, I don't know. And you got a buddy for life.
You and Morgan are now dudes.
You're buds.
Yeah.
He kept you out of jail.
Yeah.
Hey, Morgan, I'm in. Let me hop on the PJ, dude. Hey, Morgan, my girlfriend and I want to come to the show. Front row.
Morgan, what you doing this weekend, dude? I got some more chairs and some rooftops.
Come on through.
Trying to link?
Morgan, you want to collab on an album?
Yeah.
Sure.
You know it was, statistically, it was a songwriter who ratted him out.
Oh, because that's who's there. Gotta be. Other, yeah.
somebody who's Morgan has passed on 25 of their songs. He's like, nah, not that one. Hey, nah, not that one. Nah, not
that one.
You
know who snitched on Morgan? Why wasn't somebody below him on the charts?
Which is everybody.
Which is everybody, by the way.
Yeah, dude.
That also happened. I wouldn't say nobody snitched on me, but yeah, same thing.
Leave him alone.
People below you on the charts.
Leave Morgan alone.
Now,
dude,
you can't, I will say, if that, there's got to be punishment for that.
Sure.
I mean, sure, but everybody would agree with that.
I think Morgan would agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's,
yeah,
that's an oopsie. But
my
like,
bad. My
we all have
bad.
Oopsies, whatever, dude. It is what it is.
It
free
is it
Morgan.
Is. Yeah. Free Morgan. Yeah. Everybody's like, unfortunately, there's going to be a mugshot and it's going to be a t-shirt and that's going to be the
billboard for the album.
Yeah.
That's
and all the
be.
Meme accounts, it's going to be their profile.
Meme accounts stay using mugshots as profile pictures.
Well, it happened at like at 2 a.m. or something. And it was like reported on like one of those like country meme accounts at like 4. I go, what are y'all doing?
Yeah.
Who's running this?
Well, who do you think snitched? The shot of him in the cop car, I couldn't even tell it was him.
Country Central or whoever. Country. Yeah.
Don't even shout him out.
Yeah,
whatever.
Sorry. Yeah. Bleep him out.
Whatever, dude.
Heck of a weekend. This week's episode brought to you by AG1, baby. Oh, yeah. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should be at least simple. That's why for last year, I've been drinking AG1 every day. No excuses. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day. Every day makes me feel energized and ready to take on the day. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, and pre and probiotics and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit and also powerfully simple. Boom. We got it all. AG1 is a quality product. I know with AG1, I give my body high quality nutrition. And bro, dude, you got a child.
Yeah.
You got to be around.
I have to be around.
Yeah, you got
to
be around.
Need that longevity.
Yeah. You stop smoking cigarettes.
Absolutely.
I'm just kidding. Did you smoke cigarettes?
Never. No, I've smoked two cigarettes in my life.
Really?
Yep.
You got two more than me.
Both ironically, so they don't count.
They don't count against you. Yeah, they don't count against you. Yeah, that's like kissing your grandma. That doesn't count on your kiss list.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a list of people you like kiss. You're like, that's a family member. It doesn't count. Yeah. It was not romantic.
Right.
Yeah. It wasn't for the nicotine.
Right.
You're doing it for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Sorry, AG1.
They're like, no, that's good. Keep going.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, that's what we need. Yeah. It doesn't count as my grandma. Yeah. I trust AG1 to support my whole body health. I know I'm getting essential brain, gut, and immune health support with vitamins, probiotics, and nutrients from whole foods, baby. I like to think of it as nutritional insurance. Hmm. Good way to say it. Yeah. AG1 is an essential part of my routine. I noticed I need more nutrient support. I need more nutrient support than ever, especially when I hit the road, baby. I'll be out there with those travel packs.
Love those travel packs.
AG1 covers my bases with high quality ingredients like pre and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, a whole food source, nutrients. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate my health, ladies and gentlemen, it's AG1. And that's why I partnered with them for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free travel packs with your purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/net positive. That's drinkag1.com/net positive, or click at the link in the episode description below. This week's episode all brought to you by Manscaped. Just used it yesterday. 2024 is here, full swing, and that means it's time for New Year's resolutions. Check in with our friends at Manscaped. Newsflash, it's never too late to level up your grooming game and keep yourself tamed. Mm. Manscaped has the new Lawnmower 5.0. Got it. Ultra. And every man's cheat code to look good, feel good, and turn the page on confidence this year, baby. Oh, I like that. Turn the page on confidence. Whether you're going for a trimmer, that clean shave look, this trimmer has you covered. Trusted by over 10 million men worldwide. Now's your time to get a grip on your grooming with an exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the code NETPOSITIVE for 20% off plus free shipping, baby. What do they got, dude? They got it all. Do you have the MVP? They got the skin safe blade heads. We got that, the full grooming experience, performance package 5.0, the grooming kit, the lawnmower, the Manscaped ear and hair, nose trimmer, anti-chafing deodorant, crop smoother, a gesture for the new year. Even threw in 2 free gifts, the Boxer 2.0 and the Shed 2.0 toiletry bag. Oh, okay. Because they know good and well you still got your boxers from high school. That's funny. Yeah. Let's face it. Resolutions might come and go, but a well-groomed you is here to stay. Thanks to Manscaped. Mm-hmm. 20% off and free shipping with the code NETPOSITIVE at manscaped.com. Embrace the new you and definitely embrace the new trimmer, courtesy of Manscaped. Manscaped.com. And use the code NETPOSITIVE. We'll hit the link in the episode description below. Let's go, baby. What do we got? We got some news here. We got some real or fake.
Both.
Let's get some.
Take your pick.
Let's get to the. I got enough. Let's get to the second one right there. Great piece of quality content from the internet found this week. Here we go.
Don't be just letting anybody pray for me, because where your spirit been? I ain't seen you do a good deed since 2016. All of a sudden, you got thoughts and prayers for me?
Oh, man. I heard about what happened. I feel so bad. I'm going to pray for you. No, you're not. Nah, you good. I got some from over there. I got some prayers. So you could just give me your thoughts, and you good.
It was on demon time all last year. I seen the
demon time.
Don't try to put one up for me now.
I was on demon time.
I like that he'll take the thoughts.
Yeah.
Leave the prayers.
Talk to prayers.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
Don't talk to the God of the universe for me.
Yeah.
I don't know where you've been.
Just your thoughts.
Yeah. You can think about me.
Yeah, that's all I need.
I need your thinking. I don't need you sending one up on my behalf.
I don't need your cosign. Okay. You go to the Lord on my behalf. He's going to be like, oh, you're with him?
Oh, y'all together?
Mm-mm.
That's like coming to the guest list. You're like, hold on. You with him?
Oh, you're with the guy who threw the chair last week? No, you're not coming in. No.
Hey,
sorry.
I'm on a list. Who? Morgan Wallen. Oh, hold on.
Oh, yeah, interesting. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I do that all the time when I put like a people on my guest list for the show.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, I go, well, hey, don't like, if you're like, especially at a comedy club, not so much at a theater, but you're like, dude, you can't be mean to the waitress.
Yeah.
Because they know, especially at Zany's.
Yeah.
They know you're my table.
Yeah.
And you got to tip them also. Mm-hmm. You're with who? I thought you were with, it reflects on me.
Yes.
Yeah. You, this guy is he needs to cover a car payment. There's a bunch of thoughts and prayers going up. God's getting these like, ooh, I haven't heard from these people in a while.
Yeah.
I have not heard from these accounts in a minute.
God's like, I just think it's funny that you guys only reach out when you need something.
That's, oh,
I
just here think we are. Yeah. Yeah. You want somebody praying for you that God goes, oh, good to see you again today.
Yes. You need a warrior.
Yeah. My mother.
Yeah.
Been praying.
Yes.
Stays praying.
Yes.
Talks to the Lord directly.
Right.
And he talks to her.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Get in that pipeline.
Yes.
You don't want Jessica over here.
No. Only thoughts from Jessica. Yeah. We're good there.
You think about me and you check back in. But I'll get somebody else to pray.
I like the camera tap. I'm good. Hey.
What's he doing? Hey. High-fiving him?
No, he's just pushing him away. He's just pushing him. I don't need you. No,
I'm good.
We're good there.
Thoughts and prayers. Nah. Don't say that. Yeah.
That's
like the God of the universe. I talk about this in my show a little bit. The God of the, like, this is the man that created everything, that has a plan for your life. Don't send this up. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm getting my dog neutered. Like he'll hear you, but it's I say in my show that I go, dude, he's gonna like, you're gonna need something. He's gonna go back and check your file.
Yeah,
see what kind of stuff you sent up.
He's gonna look at your queue.
Yeah,
all the things you lined up. Because every time you send up the dog one, he's gonna be like, yeah, that goes in the if I get to it.
Yeah,
folder.
I'm doing a lot.
Yeah,
I see you. Mm-hmm. But he goes, hey, family member in the hospital. Sure. Job loss. Mm. Sure. I have got friends. When they ask for something, you do it.
Yeah.
Because they don't ask.
Definitely.
That's a great way to put
it.
The guys that ask, they're always, every time you get a text from this guy, it's a request for something.
John, can I get a +7 for the club tonight?
I've seen it.
Uh-huh.
I've seen it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
If he goes, hey, my roast.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, it's a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie is
yeah,
all the way pregnant.
Yeah.
But you're like, dude, it's his 40th.
We pulled up.
It's his 40th.
Had to.
Yeah. It's because you're like, dude, if I did one tonight, you were like, we're
different.
Yeah. We're good.
Can I get a +1.5?
Yeah. Okay, now he's like, you're like, yeah, what? It's yours. It's 40th, dude.
Yeah.
Everybody will come through. We'll fly in.
Could have not come in.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's God.
Yeah.
Not biblical at all, by the way.
For sure not. Yeah.
Not the farthest thing from a biblical take.
I have a question about this video.
What's that?
Do you think he's had this take in the bag and waited for a day when he had a fresh fit and a fresh fade on to record the video?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's looking good.
Yeah, he's looking great. Or, yeah, he looks great.
He got the car
and
detailed.
The
he got the cut done.
Yeah, yeah.
Beard lined. Yeah.
You've been on demon time.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and fading it too. Dude. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's got the waves looking good, man.
He's like, yo, I got a hot take. Let me go get a hair appointment.
I've been holding this one for 4 days this time.
Yo, look at that sunroof, though.
Fire, bro.
He makes sure he gets it from the bottom so you can see that roof.
Yeah, for sure.
That's like the, what we did a long time ago, celebrity wood brags.
Yeah, dude.
You got to get that. That's because that's
that's a good one, dude.
Celebrity sunroof brag?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's a duel.
Headrest.
Headrest brag. Yeah.
Because you get up there into some like Rolls Royce territory. It has the R's in the headrest.
He'd be like,
Bentley.
You know, why are you filming it like that?
Yeah. That's like when the girls do their nails and they'll do this one on the steering wheel. And it's like, okay, we get it, dude.
You have your nails done. Like, yeah.
Congrats.
Oh, man. We see it. Yeah. Yeah, we see the logo.
They could easily just do it on their lap.
Yes.
But they do it on the steering wheel. And ladies, we know.
We get it.
We peeped.
We know what you're doing. No one has ever made that video in a Mitsubishi Mirage. Never made that video.
No.
But would you say, it's always a breakdown of percentages.
Okay.
Because you say like, is it 100% the take and 0% the car? No.
No.
But I'm going to make this, I'm going to frame this so this clip is favorable to me.
So what are you giving the split?
It's mostly the joke.
It's mostly the joke.
Because he's not going to go anywhere if the joke's not funny.
I'll give him 90% the joke.
I'm going to give 85-15.
Okay. There you go.
He slips in, but also somebody, he's like, LOL, that's hilarious. Yes, my guy, so true. And then some girl goes, yeah, you look good though.
Yeah. Oh, you cute.
Oh, you have been on demon time. I don't know what demon time is. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I know what it is. That's perfect.
Where are we going?
You want to go the opposite of demon time?
Yeah.
Here's the one submitted by a listener. We're going to watch a bit, and you guys decide if this is real, if this is sincere, or if this is a bit.
Exalted, the Lord is exalted on high. I will praise him. He is exalted, the Lord is exalted on high. I will praise him. Happy Holy Week, everybody. I hope you have a beautiful and blessed one. Remember how much God loves you, and let's journey towards the most beautiful and glorious Easter of all. See
you later. Okay. Let me say first, go to the YouTube if you are an audio only listener for a different experience. And and please like and subscribe and drop some comments.
It'll probably be a clip.
Yeah, it will probably. Or follow Net Positive Podcast on social media. You'll definitely see this week.
I don't know.
It'll probably be a call.
Anything, yeah. I don't know. Okay. All right.
Tough one. This is a tough one.
Is this real?
I think this is a tough one.
I do too.
Okay. Let's break it down.
All right. You got a couple things working for you and against you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let's say what's working. What's working for? What's working against you?
Yep.
The blow in the kiss.
Yeah.
Twice.
Two kisses
blown is, I don't know what translation of the Bible that, who's that from? God to us?
Father, Son, Holy Spirit kiss is an
like
interesting.
A holy kiss.
Right.
If that is it there, but the kiss at the end was different because there's a hair caress.
There is.
Did you see that?
I did see that. It blew over her shoulder and she pulled it back to the forefront.
Yeah. That was distracting,
yeah,
from the message.
One of the most distracting things of the video, for sure.
And if you got that, if you got the cross in the background and the cleavage in the foreground,
right?
I don't know.
Right. Right.
I don't know where you go.
Right.
I don't know. Matt, great song though.
Good song.
Great song.
Good song.
You said that was on the Wow Worship.
Yeah, this was one of those Wow Worship on the yellow disc.
Exalted the. Oh yeah. Great
that was,
era.
That was a good one.
Great era of Christianity.
Yeah, dude, big time.
Yeah, great era of Christianity.
I mean, where are we going here? I think this is genuine. I think this is real. If we're doing real or fake, I think this is real.
Okay, with a percentage of ulterior motives.
Absolutely a percentage of ulterior motives.
With a percentage of, but I also am trying to get some likes here.
No doubt.
Yeah, but sincere.
Yeah.
Sincere in the message.
I think so.
I'll go with you.
She's on location. She's at a church.
I'll go with you.
She looks like she's dressed for church.
Yeah.
A church that maybe is a little loose in some ways, but a church nonetheless.
Dressed for church. Yeah. Dressed for church.
This is her Sunday best with a hint of Saturday best.
Yeah. This is Sunday morning best with a hint of Saturday night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the hint of... she might have been in Eric Church's.
Yeah.
She might have been. She might have been on the sixth floor of Eric Church's.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's tough to tell.
There's a joke in there somewhere about church and Eric Church. It's in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
It's right there. Yeah. Was she at church? Yeah. You going to church?
Yeah.
Eric Church? Yeah. Church.
She said, this outfit will go to either. She's dressed as if she could go to church or Eric Church.
Or she might have been the guy. She might have been the girl praying for the guy.
She snitched on Morgan. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's real. If that's real, we love her.
I think it's real.
Yeah, I think it's real too.
Love her nonetheless.
Yeah, we support her.
Comments are fun too, if anybody cares. Just unreal.
That's not for us.
Just unreal. Yeah.
Stellar piece of content.
That's a good one.
Here we go. Let's get to you. Want to go to the? Let's get to the news.
Let's get to the news, dude.
Okay.
Great headline you brought in today, John.
Here we go. Arizona mom allegedly used taser to wake son for Easter church service, get up, it's Jesus Day. You're supposed to put God first, and that's all I was trying to do, Sharon Dobbins told the local news station. An Arizona mother is accused of using a stun gun to wake up her teenage son for Easter church services, according to multiple reports. Same people that snitched on Morgan.
Same people.
Sharon Dobbins was arrested Sunday by Phoenix police and charged with one count of child abuse with intent to harm. Is it harm, though, if you're trying to get him to go to church?
Fair.
Church is. Okay. Different. Yeah. According to the Arizona Republic, Dobbins, 40, was released from jail hours after arrest and made her initial court appearance Monday. She was not yet entered a plea, and it's unclear whether she has an attorney. I said, get up. It's Jesus Day, Dobbins told the station, while police alleged Dobbins applied the taser to her son on the leg.
Not just on the leg.
On the leg. And she only made the taser spark. She says she only made the taser spark to scare her son, but did not touch him. I made the noise with the taser, but I did not tase my son.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I did not use that taser on my son, Mr. Dobbins.
Is that where you went to immediately, too? Yeah.
No, I didn't go there with your first one. I did not use that taser on my son, Mr. Dobbins. Who snitched? In the house, dude.
The son, dude.
The son.
So the son called the news on you?
The son called the news. Crazy, or multiple reports. It must have called the cops.
Or another kid. Another kid called too.
Yeah,
two
at least
kids
multiple sources.
Right, yeah. So two kids in the house.
I don't believe you. My brother's going to call in 1 second. Yeah. She added, I don't think I did anything wrong because you're supposed to put God first. And that's all I was trying to do. I already read that. After 12 hours in custody, Dobbins was released on her own reconnaissance and is scheduled to appear in court April 16th.
It's going to be a fun trial.
But great trial.
Fun
great
day trial. In court, yeah. I think the judge is going to love that one.
And there's a lot of chatting going on between the mom and the son between now and then, I assure you.
A ton.
Yeah.
Do you think they let her keep the taser? You can't.
No.
You can't let her keep the taser. That's crazy.
But a little bit of
zzz, right?
I mean, listen, this is there's been repeated offenses on both sides going into this.
Fair point.
He's not been getting up for church.
Absolutely.
Not been getting up.
This is the last straw.
Yes. She's tried other things.
What else has she tried?
I mean, hey, go in there, wake up. Maybe throw a ball at him. Maybe throw some water on him.
Yep.
Maybe rip the covers off.
Yep.
She's tried all this. Look at her. She's tired.
Yeah.
She's tired because of the kid.
Yep.
I wonder what the parents would where the parents would go.
What do you mean?
Who would parents side with?
Well, as a parent, John.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, 5 days a parent.
Yeah.
Wouldn't tase my daughter. I'll tell you that much.
No, obviously, dude. Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I get the frustration.
But there's also a wide range of tasers. There's the police taser, the industrial strength taser, and then there's the keychain taser. Mm-hmm. You ever touch one of those things?
Yeah.
That goes, yeah.
They're kind of fun to play with.
Yeah, dude. It's like a...
Was it like a cutesy little taser or was like it like
on
a
the,
taser?
On the toe. I need more information.
Yeah.
Because I could be convinced on either side.
What model taser? How many warnings were given before the tase?
Just the leg. That's what they're going to have to sort out in court.
How many times did he snooze the alarm before?
What time is church?
What time is church?
What time is it now?
Yeah. Is this an 8 a.m. service?
Is there
Mom?
A late service?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Can't I just hit the 11?
Are we having Easter brunch?
Fair.
Does Mom have an outfit?
Fair.
If she's been looking forward to this.
Yep.
This is Easter. A lot of things going on.
How old's the kid?
Yeah. Also important. I said, get up is G. I'm not going to do a black accent.
That's a good idea. Yeah, don't do that.
I saw it, and then I said, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
So like, I caught myself.
Right.
I said, get up. It's Jesus Day. That's what you got to say when you go in there, though. You got to say that.
Get up. It's Jesus Day.
Yeah, you got to say that. When you go into the police, when you get arrested.
Oh, she has to stick to that.
You got
to
say that. Yeah.
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 Yeah. God told me to.
It's a lot of snitches.
I need to know how old the kid is. If the kid, at what age is it acceptable for the kid? Like, at what age for the kid is this acceptable to
do? It's
10. Acceptable or not acceptable?
No, not 10.
Okay. 13.
Yes. For sure. 13. Industrial strength. Yeah. No.
One of the cattle prods.
Yeah.
From across the room.
Yeah, he's still got scars.
Yeah.
My dad would come into my room and play the drums.
Nice.
That got me up.
And you still like playing drums?
Yeah, I still like it.
Not
like
a trauma thing, huh?
No. I had a drum set in my room. Me and all three of my brothers were in the same room.
Dude.
Big room.
That would be obnoxious.
Let's see.
Yeah, what did he play?
He just... He played that a bunch. He played, let's see, Get Up in the Morning. It's rise and shine and give God the glory, glory, rise and shine. He played that a bunch.
Would he sing too while he's drumming? That.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. But he was being funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we all got up.
Yeah.
He knew that, but yeah, we stayed at church.
Yeah.
We knew it wasn't really an option.
Right.
Yeah.
You were just trying to milk it for every bit of sleep that you could.
Now, where does he go from here?
The kid?
No, does mom come in the room? Where are they going next Easter?
Oh, yeah.
Mom comes in, he's up.
Is he?
Or is he?
Is he? Because she's in court.
Or is he not in the house anymore?
Or is she in jail?
Or is it a, good morning, I'm already dressed. Mm-hmm. I'm in my suit already.
Yep.
I could go either way.
Or is he waking her up?
Oh, yeah.
What does he do to raise the...
With breakfast. Mm. Yeah. But also, I need to know their church attendance.
Great question.
Otherwise.
Great question.
So if this is an every Sunday thing, but this is also Easter, this is a Christian Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you go from here?
Right.
Yeah. Waking up. Hey, if this is, we only go to church once a year, this is the big one.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to church every week, I need to know that. This is a lot. If I was that judge, I'd be stoked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a fun one.
Yeah. And then you got to hear Morgan's case.
Yeah.
And you go, ah.
Yeah. You're like, what are we doing? Just fun stuff today?
Yeah.
It's a Friday. They just do fun Fridays at court. Giving them all these fun ones.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
And he goes, there's got to be some serious cop, right? Mm-hmm. The cop, listen, if this was, he's like, yeah, but it didn't. But listen, if you're like, if I would have gone into that intersection one street, one earlier, that truck would have hit me. Yeah, but it didn't. Yeah. So, well, if I would have, that truck would have T-boned me and I would have, yeah, but it didn't.
Yeah.
I just made the noise. He was groggy anyway.
Just made the noise.
He was asleep.
Didn't touch him.
How does he know? There's another brother in the room.
There's got to be.
Got to be.
Witness.
Yeah, so there's no mark. There would be no mark from it.
No.
And it's just her word against his. What a fun day.
Literally, dude.
What a fun day in court.
That is a fun court day.
Not fun at the house.
No.
I'm sure not fun at the house. She's got arrested. She's on People Magazine and the Net Positive Podcast. So sorry about that.
That was a slow news day at People, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also.
This is what we're doing, dude. Yeah.
It came to me somehow.
Yeah.
Somebody sent it in. Great piece of news. Stellar.
That's good.
What do you want to do? You get to that one. Let's release. Listen. We got enough some negative beliefs, don't we?
Yeah.
Well,
always.
I've had some positive ones today.
You have.
Yeah.
But since we're talking about not being as cynical, and just releasing,
people have experienced us for this hour. They go, we want to be like John and Alex.
Mm.
This is the energy we need,
mm.
And they're wondering how do we get it?
Right.
How do we release our limited beliefs? This one's not going to make sense to you if you're not if you're just listening to the pod. If you watch, we are about to watch a group of, how do you describe them?
Individuals
that are you can open it. Can you open it? Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to play it. That are screaming into a volcano. You can pause it. No, you can keep playing it, but just silence it. POV, you release your deepest limiting beliefs into a volcano with Soul Family on the full moon. So you're looking at a volcano, a dormant volcano, and a bunch of adults in yoga pants and other baggy clothing. That girl's on all fours, and they are yelling. Their limiting beliefs. Sounds like roaring of some kind into the volcano. With their soul, they're with their soul family.
I missed that part. Yeah.
Who's your deepest limited beliefs into a volcano with your soul family on a full moon?
What's the full moon have to do with anything? It's, by the way, it's daytime too. So what do you mean?
Yeah. Oh,
yes. It's not even dark. There's no moon anywhere. It's
how long did it take you to get up here?
It's just, yeah.
Why did you bring your all here?
What does this text invite look like to do this?
Yo, dude, me and Vanessa are going to hike up to the volcano. It's going to take us 3 days. Do you have any limiting beliefs? No, that's why I texted you, because I feel like you have some limiting beliefs in your life. We're going to yell them gutturally into a volcano, and that'll fix it.
Mm-hmm. There's a kid there.
Is there?
Yeah.
Where?
When it circles back, there's a little kid. There's two guys and I think four girls. There's the kid.
Oh, that is a kid.
This is similar energy to the protesters.
Oh, there's nothing to protest this week?
Well, they're running out of causes.
Yeah.
But the
same people.
The guys going on this trip are same energy as the guys who are the sidekicks on the females protesting.
Same energy. Yeah. They're out here. It's nothing. Hey, maybe it's like a big oil. Like, hey, I'm going to sit you down, Vanessa. Maybe it wasn't big oil.
Mm.
Maybe that's not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And big oil could acquiesce to all of your demands. And you would still be, unfortunately, this.
Is this real or fake?
Oh, this is real. This has to be real. Oh, is this a sketch? Gosh, great point. No,
who
dude.
Posted this? Is this?
Hold on. Is this no?
No, this no, is real.
Sky, yeah, her name is Sky. Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah,
real.
Yeah, this is real.
Her name is Sky.
No, I mean,
I've seen all I needed to see.
I got it. Let's see.
Camera work's nice.
Yeah, great camera work. Y'all need Christ, not a volcano. You want to scroll through some of these comments?
Sure, let's hit them.
Y'all need Christ, not a volcano. LGBTQ activists. When y'all ask them a simple question. Okay, got it.
That's tough.
Yeah, tough. I heard if you jump in, you get properly cleansed. Come on.
Yikes.
That's not nice. Oh, isn't this satire?
This isn't satire.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
And 481,000 likes.
Yeah.
That's this podcast.
It has more likes than the post.
Oh, by this 20K. Isn't satire. Thank you, dude. That's what this podcast is trying to help you do. Navigate the internet.
My neighbor's dog's at 3 a.m.
Not your dog, neighbor's dog.
I'd love to hear the science behind this.
Dude is lying to get laid.
See?
Is this .. white noise?
That's it. The guys are lying. That's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah.
They're just here like... Oh, an overnight hike to the volcano with four women?
Yes.
Yoga pants?
Let me come through.
I'm in.
Yeah. I got some...
And then one of the women brought their kid.
I got some limiting beliefs for sure. Yeah. Call me baby girl or soul family, whatever you... okay with me. No, go for it. Deepest win with the soul family on the full moon. You know what? Hey.
Yeah.
That friend who says they're not in a cult. Yeah, white people when there's no coleslaw to function.
I love these comments. Hate from Argentina.
Oh, like supposed to be like love from Ferris.
Hate from Argentina. Yeah.
The whole
we hate what you're doing. Please stop.
But like in the nicest
from
way.
From Argentina.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's a fun one to end on.
Yeah. I'm so yeah. Well, gotta love it. What a pod. We got
can we check in on your trackers?
Oh, yeah, you want to?
What's going on with the parking?
Parking, I'm wildly up.
Way up.
Wildly up. I'm up, and I was in a meeting the other day. I was meeting for with the video guys downtown. I just parked there and then just went in.
Nice.
And then just, but it was, I was already late for it, and I was like, this is good. To get the app, to get the QR code, it's like, we strictly ticket and boot everybody. Mm. And I was like, all right, two can play this game. You're play like, a little.
I strictly don't get booted.
Yeah, we'll play. You want to roll the dice?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's gamble.
Yeah,
I'm here to gamble.
I got a buddy who's a contractor, so he drives like one of those contractor trucks.
Yeah,
and that's his like primary vehicle. So he was in town this past weekend.
Yeah,
he no matter where he parks has a piece of paper with a handwritten note that says, "Working around the block. Will be done shortly. Please don't tow."
Smart.
He just puts that on the window, and then we'll park there for hours.
Stay there,
and doesn't get towed.
Here's an ethical dilemma. I like that.
Yeah.
Here's an ethical dilemma I ran into. I pulled into a lot. There was a ticket on the other car.
Mm-hmm.
You know where this is going?
Nope. Oh, yes.
Take that ticket, put it on my car. Because sometimes you run in different lots, the tickets look different. Mm-hmm. So I have a ticket in my glove box. Mm-hmm. You're like, that's not going to be this lot's ticket.
Right.
Their tickets look different. They all look different.
Mm-hmm.
Take that one, put it on your car.
I like it. I think it's ethical.
But then that guy gets another ticket.
Yeah.
That's the only problem. I was like, I don't want to do that to that guy.
Snooze, you lose.
Who's losing? That guy gets 2 tickets.
Well, don't snooze.
But if somebody
snooze, get tased.
If somebody sees, yeah. Snooze, get tased. Yeah. If somebody sees you do that, not even somebody sees you, I just wouldn't do that.
No, I'm with it, dude. Yeah, I like it. I think it's funny.
Yeah, but I'll give one out. If I had one in my glove box that looked the same as that one, I would do that. Yeah.
That's a good move.
Because if you say you ticket and boot, then ticket and boot.
Sure.
And if you do, you win.
I like it. I would do it.
I'm up. I would probably say I got to do the math, but I'm probably up $700.
Dang, dude.
$700 at least.
Of just free parking.
Free parking this year.
How many times have you actually gotten hit?
I got one. I've gotten 2 tickets, no tows, and 1 boot.
For all the lots here that are like digital, you set up the thing. Have you just not set it up?
The one right across from STK in the Gulch, if I get a ticket in there, then I, based on my plan, I pay next time.
Pay what next time?
Because they've proven that they do ticket.
Oh, okay.
So like I've been in here for 15 minutes. They ticketed me. All right, now I'm going to.
You'll make the account, you pay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And then, the ones where if it's like a go up and go down, you have to.
So not only are you getting away with this, you're like in saving money because of it. You're also creating a map of the lots in the city that don't patrol.
But everybody says they do.
Of course, they have to. Yeah.
The one across from.
They're fear mongering.
We will 24-hour monitoring. People love fear.
Yeah.
Look at the eclipse.
Mm.
We don't have to go all the way back into that. We're already past that. What was all that?
Yeah.
What was fill up your gas tank?
So somehow I stayed away. Somehow. I was in the hospital and my wife was having a baby. That's why I wasn't on my phone much.
Yeah.
That's how. But I didn't see all of the fear and everything. My in-laws are in town staying with us right now. And they were talking about it beforehand.
Fill up your gas tank.
Yeah. What do you mean?
What?
Because the sun's aligning with the moon?
What?
Hey, something's happening 93 million miles away from us right now. You should get gas.
And get some cash out of the ATM.
Dude, what?
Wow. What?
It felt like similar panic to Y2K, which I was too young to really experience, but like knowing what it was, it felt like that.
Similar with the, there's a lot of that in 2020. Now, or the go buy toilet paper. What? Yeah.
At least like 2020 was, okay, there's a virus.
Something
like,
based
that.
On something in reality. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't understand the whole what's going to happen to the banking system.
What? Oh, if something gets realigned and the moon stays there or something.
Has the moon ever stayed there?
No.
Okay.
That one was like, y'all are, yeah. That's a reach.
Go yell into a volcano.
Yeah. I would have been ready because I was prepped.
Right. So how's the prepping?
I've been prepping. Yeah. Let's see. The last thing I got. Fill up your gas tanks, just meaning if things go bad, you got at least 300 miles.
Sure.
Which.
Yeah. To go where? All your stuff's
where you gonna go? Yeah. We were in Paducah and I was like, all right, well, if something does go bad, we got to get back to Nashville.
Right.
I'm thinking about my buddy Nick owns a farm. I'm thinking about paying him like monthly in case something happens. I can.
That's prepping insurance.
Yeah.
Basically.
Prep insurance.
Yeah.
You know who got it right, by the way?
Who?
I saw this. My people, dude.
Yeah?
The Amish.
What do they got?
Everything.
Yeah.
If it ends.
Oh, they won't even know.
Yeah, dude.
They'll find out a month later. They'll be like, oh, really? Your world ended?
They were like, what? That's what weird. Are y'all coming all the way over here for? Asking us for beans.
Yeah.
No, we don't have any.
Asking us for beans.
Remember when y'all made fun of us for 50 years and we were out here in a horse and buggy. What do y'all need?
I would actually, I think, just tip my cap. If the world went to like apocalyptic yeah. and I yeah. pulled up to an Amish town.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, I would probably just be like, you know what, dude, I'm not even going to ask. You're right.
Hey.
You guys got it. I'll keep on moving down the road.
Yeah. My Cybertruck has 3% battery left. I just drove out here to say thank you.
Yeah, to say, hey, best of luck with restarting civilization. Yeah.
I don't even want any jam or something. Y'all take it from here.
Yeah.
Y'all don't have the vaccine, so you're pure.
Yeah.
Y'all
gonna,
take it.
I'm going to drink the last half gallon of gas I have, and you guys have a nice life.
Don't even ask for anything. It's hilarious. Hey.
You know what, guys?
Hey.
Congrats.
We did a, on the last tracker, my gambling tracker.
That's right.
I haven't done any gambling.
Good for you.
Since it doesn't, I'm trying to get it to hook me.
Guy who's been to rehab.
Yeah. I'm looking for a vice.
I'm looking for a new vice.
I'm looking for a vice.
Yeah.
I can't get into it.
You know who you should call?
Who?
Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, dude. He got, yeah.
You want to get hooked, though?
Well, interesting. This is a funny debate.
Yeah.
We got a DraftKings sponsorship.
That's right.
That came into, not for the pod, for social. Did I talk to you about this?
I think you mentioned it, yeah.
Yeah, they were like, they came in mm-hmm. and they were like, we want to offer you a certain amount of money
yep.
to make a reel.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh, do I have any moral dilemma with gambling? I don't think so. If somebody I've seen it ruin people's lives.
Thou shalt not cast lots, John.
Which one is that?
I don't know. It's in there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where it is. I don't know if it applies or what.
Yeah, but you go, everybody go, if it was $1,000,
mm-hmm.
I go, well, I'll pass on that.
Yep.
But if it's...
You're like, I'm making that much in parking savings right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, dude, I'm good. Or net even mm-hmm. if I just save on the parking. But right. at what point would you be like, well, I could feed my family?
Yeah.
You know?
You know what you should do?
What?
You should be like, okay, it's got to be a substantial amount of money.
Yeah.
And I'm putting the whole thing on something.
Oh, yeah. I'm only going to gamble on the – I'm like Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
I didn't gamble on me. I didn't gamble on me.
I need $4.5 million, and it's all going on the Dodgers. I need it.
Put all of it.
Just be like, hey, I know you guys had this campaign in mind. Yeah. I've been thinking too.
I got a campaign. Yeah. I'm only
– Dude, honestly, that would go super viral.
I'm going to get this. Yeah. And the profit of it.
All the money that you're paying me to do this marketing campaign, I'm betting it with you guys.
With you?
Yes, through DraftKings.
And I will not take a cent of this.
Sure.
And I'll give it, I'll tithe 10% on
sure.
it.
Sure.
Or something.
Yeah, that's split the profits with, you know what I mean? Like whatever you want to do.
That might be the greatest idea we've ever had.
I think that would go mega viral.
I don't want any of this.
John Crist offered $1 million deal with DraftKings, decides to put it all on... Insert game here.
I only get one bet?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
No, it's got to be one. No, it's one thing.
I thought you meant the whole season.
No, it's one.
One game?
It's one bet. No, you could do like the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl or something. You know what I mean? Like, you could do something like that. But like, it's got to go on one thing.
Yeah.
One ticket. Dude, DraftKings, if you're listening, one, I'll take the commission.
We gave them an Two, ad. We just gave them
here
an
you
ad.
Do. Yeah. They just got 14,000 new signups.
Yeah, we were sad. Congrats, and then we just guys. Got this dopamine hit of disgusting.
I'm excited just talking about it, dude. I don't even gamble, but I will now. Give me a mil. I'll throw it all on something.
We'll wager it back into the business.
Immediately
we'll
investing
put it
back
into
in.
The business.
Yes.
And then once we get above, we'll take dividends out.
Dude,
once we get above.
Imagine how many people would be following along. All you have to do is make it the biggest gambling endorsement deal ever for it to make headlines.
It could be, and it has to be one bet.
One bet.
Yeah. He'll do it, and he's putting all of it
immediately back in, which means they could get a free campaign is what that means.
All right.
That's you know what I mean? Or you.
Oh, they can get a free because it's even.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or
they get all their money back. This is genius. Every sports book should do this.
Why wouldn't they?
I'm a dad now, dude. I'm thinking different.
We're not, but yeah, you're thinking different, dude. I'm 40. I think different. Yeah, you got to think long term.
That's right.
Which is the opposite of this.
Every sports book should do this deal once a month with somebody famous.
All, you have to put it all and then you just document it.
That's it.
That's it. I got plans, baby. Let's go. Net positive. We'll see you next week, everybody.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.